G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 87 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called 21 Not-So-Random Selection Tips and Insights. So I'm going to go through 21. I've got different categories. Firstly, SFDRS, SFET Selection, and Rio. I'm going to go through this quick. I might elaborate on some, but if you want any more information regarding these points, make sure you hit me up and I'm going to go through how to do that at the end. First one, SFDRS, or the Special Forces Direct Recruiting Scheme. Number one, before you go for your assessment day, practice the aptitude testing. All right, actually, you're probably going to do that before you even do your use session. It's online, or it should be online. Practice the aptitude test. You have to unlock the commando role, which is reasonably high. Download the ADF Aptitude Test 2.0, and that should get you ready. Number two, study the DRS pathway. The psych, when you have the psych interview, the ADF interviewer, they're going to want to know that you understand what you're getting yourself in for, or at least have some kind of an idea. So make sure you study that and give some good answers. Number three, know the Army values. They are service, courage, respect, integrity, excellence. And check out the Army website and get some more detailed explanations of those. And they have changed recently, actually. So make sure you keep up to date with that. Number four, know the commander attributes. They are adaptability, maturity, toughness, self-discipline, trainability, teamwork. They are going to ask you about that and how you have applied that in your life thus far. Number five, it's a job interview, right? Be professional, take food, dress well, cut your nails, cut your hair. Repeat questions back to the interviewer if you're unsure, or to give yourself some more time to think about it, and just make sure you remain calm and hopefully you'll get the nod. Point to note for DRS, if you don't make the initial cut and you go on the reserves list, take that seriously, because a lot of dudes drop out for DRS and they won't even go to Kapooka. So if you're on the reserves list, you'll probably get a call up. All right, let's go through SFET. I've got 5 points for SFET, which is a Special Forces Entry Test. Number one, train the SFET as you'll expect to do it on the day, meaning train it at the time of day you're going to do SFET, the same weather conditions if you can, in order of activities as well, okay? So prepare as best you can. Train as best you can as you expect to find it on the day, okay? And then there won't be any surprises. Number two, run or try running a 3.2K run initially with a rifle or a rifle equivalent just to begin with before adding weight. Why? Because the rifle is what changes your running gait, and because you got it along the trail, right? So you can't use both hands running along in a normal running gait. So as your running gait changes, it makes it more difficult. So especially if you're struggling with 3.2, get used to running with the rifle and running with it at the trail, meaning beside your body, before you then add weight. Number three, occasionally practice 3.2 after doing the push-ups and the pull-ups to mimic the scenario that you'll find on the actual SFET on the day. Because if you just practice a 3.2K run when you're fresh, then you're going to struggle, or you're going to find it quite a bit different on the day after you've done the push-ups and the pull-ups, okay? Because that can take it out of you. So make sure occasionally, especially when you do your mock SFET tests, which I assume you're going to do if you're training correctly, right? So make sure you do that, do the push-ups, sit-ups before you do the 3.2K run. Number four, have a nutrition and hydration plan for the day. It's easy to become dehydrated leading up to the event and on the day due to stress, and post SFET as well, all right? It's very easy to become dehydrated. Happened to me during one of the SFETs that I did. It was bloody hot when we did, back then it was a 20K-er, and I was pretty dehydrated and ended up throwing up that night, okay? Because I was quite dehydrated. So make sure during the event, during SFET, be on top of your nutrition and your hydration, and make sure you continue that afterwards, because your body still needs to recover for quite a while after it. Okay, number five, utilize an electrolyte drink for performance and recovery as well. You can do that during the event, you can do it after, and I like something like Coda, okay? You'll find that that really helps in regards to recovery and performance. Okay, some selection tips. Number one, know that not all stress is bad. We want to manage our stress in order to perform optimally. And if you're talking about beats per minute, that's about 115 to 145 beats per minute. Okay, so it's not so much about eliminating stress. What we want to do is manage the stress and make sure we're in that optimal performance zone. Number two, have a go-to breathing technique that you know works and keeps you in that optimal performance zone. All right, there's a number of different breathing techniques. practice it, have a go-to one, hone your skills there. So when you're ready to perform, you can go through that breathing technique. Any breathing technique is really good. At least you're recognizing that you need to have some kind of breathing technique to keep you in that optimal performance zone. Number three, if you're really bloody good at an activity, the stress will be less. Take the time to improve your weaknesses. For example, swimming for me, I was never ever stressed about that. I didn't need to do breathing techniques to calm myself down in order to be in that optimal performance zone. I needed to do breathing techniques to get me into that optimal performance zone because swimming was cruisy for me because I did so much swimming training as a kid, right? On the other hand, running, I used to get very stressed about that and I need to employ those breathing techniques to keep myself calm and to keep oxygen in the body, to keep that O2, CO2 balance, which is put out of whack when you are stressed. But if you are really good at a bloody activity, you're not going to get stressed about it. So my point here is work on your weaknesses and make them less of a weakness. They might not be your best activity, but the better you get at that particular activity, the less you're going to worry about it. Number four, you'll probably want to quit on selection, all right? Probably only going to happen once. Get through that period and you'll be fine, all right? That might last 10 minutes, might last 2 hours, might last through the night. Often people will get this as the sun goes down because your body's thinking, and your mind's thinking, why do I need to be here? I should be asleep. But you get through that and you're good to go. Once you're out the other end of that period of when you really want to quit, you are good to go. So remember that. Five, everyone fucks up on selection. You can still pass. You're not superhuman. The selection staff understand this. Let it go. You can still get through. And number six, you will be written up for positive attributes. It's not all negative reporting. If an instructor is there, note your number, ask your selection number or your candidate number and writes down something in regards to you and what you've done. Don't just think it's negative, right? They are writing down positive things about you. And the last section, the reinforcement cycle. Number one, Rio is where you are really getting assessed on your ability and suitability for SF, right? There's less students, there's more instructors, and a lot more assessments, so be ready. Number two, you're still in the army. Although it's the very best of the military, there are still rules. It's not all long hair and cool beards and civvy hiking boots, all right? So play the game, especially throughout Rio. Number three, you're not in yet. Don't get too cocky and ahead of yourself, right? Make sure you remain professional and follow the rules. Cut your hair, all right? Make sure your dress and bearing is good to go. Be on time. Don't just sink piss and act like a dickhead and be a social hand grenade. They will kick you off. Number four, prepare to study. You'll have to in order to pass. And number five, have your life in order before you get to Rio or before you even start selection. It is very hard to get through Rio and pass Rio if your attention and focus and concentration is diverted or shifted away by other life matters, and I saw that happen plenty of times before. So make sure all your focus and attention is on passing the reinforcement cycle. Have your life in order. And that's it. There you go. 21 not so random selection tips and insights. If you need any help or if you want me to expand on any of those, make sure you hit me up. You can do so via email, Reese, which is reese@operatorage.com, or check out operatorage.com/selection. Number of resources and free resources there. All right, hope you got something out of this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.